Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Jonathan Lagamba, LAGAMBA Jr. Per Jonathan Lagamba Jr. is a 24-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/21/21. But at that time he fell down a hill and his right leg caught and broke. Pretty was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room afterwards. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his diagnosis to be a fracture of the right tibia. Pretty underwent surgery for this on 1/28/21 when a rod was placed internally. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. Pretty denies any previous injuries or problems with the involved areas. Pretty states on 12/28/21 he stepped off of a truck in a non-work environment. Pretty was thought he had a possible torn ligament in the right knee. Pretty, however, he could not get an MRI due to the rod that was implanted. Pretty treatment consisted only of rest. Pretty new paragraph. As per his claim petition, he was setting up a bypass, pushing a pipe when he lost his balance and fell. Pretty hurt his right leg snap at that time. Pretty treatment records show he underwent x-rays of the right tibia and fibula that same day at Jefferson Hospital. It showed minimally displaced complex oblique fracture of the distal tibia. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 1/26/21. This was a preoperative evaluation with COVID screening. New paragraph. He did come under the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVenero. On 1/28/21, he performed right popliteal fossa block and right saphenous block for postoperative pain control by Dr. Salami, S-A-L-A-M-I. This was for a diagnosis of imminent right ankle pain status post intramedullary nailing of the right tibia. He followed up postoperatively with Dr. DiVenero on 2/9/21. Pretty was 1 week and 5 days status post an intramedullary nailing of the right tibia from 1/28/21. Pretty was non-weight bearing and using a splint and crutches. His incision was clean without any signs of infection. The diagnosis was displaced oblique fracture of the shaft of the right tibia. It was too soon to take out all of the staples. He was placed in a tall cam boot and encouraged to perform home exercises. He continued to be seen by Dr. DiVenero in conjunction with physical therapy. He had repeat x-rays of the right ankle on 3/8/21. Pretty showed intramedullary rod traversing the known distal tibia fracture. Pretty fracture line was still visible. Whether or not there was significant interval change cannot be determined without a direct comparison to prior studies. On 4/5/21, he underwent x-rays again. They showed incompletely healed fracture of the distal tibial shaft. On 4/29/21, x-rays showed interval healing of non-displaced shaft fracture at the diaphysis of the tibia with open reduction and internal fixation, where there was no failure of hardware. On 6/7/21, x-rays showed status post open reduction internal fixation with intramedullary rod and interlocking screw placement, traversing a healing mid to distal tibial diaphyseal fracture. Where there was progressive callus formation and healing noted. Where the fracture line was less distinct, where there was no evidence of hardware failure. Period. On 7/22/21, Dr. DiBenaro performed surgical removal of deep buried hardware of the right proximal tibia. Period. He followed Mr. Lagamba's progress through 10/5/21. Period. He had some discomfort with overuse, but was back to work full duty. Period. Exam revealed a well-healed proximal medial incision. Period. He had full knee and ankle range of motion. Period. There was subjective numbness laterally over the proximal knee incision. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal and open surgical scarring about the anterior right knee and a shorter one at the ankle. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right ankle inversion was to 20 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the left ankle, as well as both hips and knees, were full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal. He was mildly tender to palpation of the right lateral and medial malleolus and the distal shin, but there was none on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal, gait maneuvers normal. He was able to do 7 consecutive independent heel lifts on the affected right leg. Period. New paragraph. He was asked about the history he gave to Dr. DiVenaro of a previous fracture when he was 14 years old, but could not recall which side. Period. He currently recalls this was his left ankle and it was treated with casting. Period. New paragraph. Impressions on 1/21/21. Jonathan Lagamba Jr. fell and injured his right lower extremity. Pretty was seen at the hospital the same day and was found to have a fracture of his tibia. Period. He quickly underwent surgery by Dr. DiVenaro with implantation of a rod. Period. He followed up postoperatively with serial x-rays demonstrating progressive healing. Period. He did some physical therapy. Period. His hardware was removed at a certain point since it was uncomfortable. Period. Ultimately, he was discharged from care by Dr. DiVenaro and was already working full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be minimally reduced range of motion above the right ankle, but was otherwise there was minimally reduced range of motion above the right ankle involving only inversion, but was otherwise full. But he was also mildly tender to palpation. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the feet and ankles were negative. Period. He ambulated with a physiologic gait with no limp or entalgia. Pretty performed provocative gait maneuvers with ease. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a fracture distal tibia repaired surgically. Period. This has left him with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. And that is the end.